indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If anyone needs any hearing devices, we have those if you need hearing assistance. And Madam Clerk, changes to the agenda.
Amended item to hearing, item number 27, Santa Margarita Cemetery Expansion Application Fee Waiver. Staff is amending the recommendation line to reference the attached resolution approving the fee waiver request. The recommendation should read as follows. It is recommended that the board consider the request by the Santa Margarita Cemetery District to waive the application fees for, one, a conditional use permit to authorize the expansion of the Santa Margarita Cemetery, and, two, a lot line adjustment for the cemetery district to accept a 0.68-acre land donation from neighboring Santa Margarita Ranch for the cemetery expansion, and adopt the attached resolution approving these requests based upon the findings in Exhibit A. Added item to consent, this will be item number 29, submittal of a bid opening report for the Nacimiento Water Project, Nacimiento River Crossing Pipe Repair, to award the subject contract to V. Lopez Jr. and Sons, GEC Incorporated, the lowest responsible bidder, in the amount of $841,417, all districts. Requirements of the Brown Act have been satisfied as this notice was posted prior to the 72-hour notice requirement.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a couple of comments, if I could, and this is for my colleagues as well as the audience as well. If we anticipate, and I'd ask the county administrator to look at this as well, as we anticipate possible half-day sessions in the future, if any of the board members have a discussion item that they would like to get scheduled so that we can address that, I'd appreciate knowing that in advance so that way we can get it on an agenda. I hate to see half-day sessions. If we can get business done, we'll get business done. So if anybody has any ideas about that, I'd be happy to hear it. I'm going to allow everybody to speak what they care to speak about, and we will hopefully keep this as respectful as we possibly can. I'll respect you as long as you respect us, and we'll just keep moving right along. And at this point, I'd offer any of my colleagues to start the new year. If you have any initial comments to make, please feel free to do so. And that, first of all, I'd like to welcome new supervisor Lynn Compton from the 4th District and returning supervisor from the 2nd District, Bruce Gibson. Any comments from anybody? All right, let's move right along.
But you wanted not to hear.
Okay, we go to the consent, and I have a couple of requests to speak on item number 17. I have Lindy Owen, please, and followed by Dr. Height. Good morning.
Good morning, Lindy Owen. Happy New Year to everyone, and welcome, Ms. Compton. And I also wanted to thank Board Chairman Meacham for inviting items to be added to the agenda. This last year, I've been so disappointed that things were brought up, specifically Los Osos updates, which we've heard nothing about for so long. And I do appreciate that you take the time when you do have shorter days to put those items on so that they can be discussed and brought to the public. The more we understand the variety of problems that go on in this county, the faster we're going to get to some solution and problem solving. So thank you for that. As far as item 17 goes, I'm just wishing that there could be a little bit more of an update. This is very vague, talking about money, and it just appears that we're spending another $900,000 almost. I'm confused, too. It said it was sole sourced, but then it was just brought up that it was given to the lowest bidder. I think we all appreciate the bidding process, and sole sourcing does bring about concerns from people that we're not necessarily getting the best project. So Nacimiento has not been online for whatever, 8 or 9 months. I believe next summer we're going to be in the same drought conditions and possibly worse than we were last year. So it would be nice, for me at least, I'd like to know what's happening with the progress of those repairs and a little bit more about what has happened and what the future looks like as far as a finish date for all that work. Thank you.
We'll get staff to respond to that. Dr. Height.
Dr. C. Height, Los Osos. And good morning and welcome. And consent agenda, public works city NAS flood control districts 17 through 20. And for all the people that have televisions and not computers, I'm going to read it so that they know what's going on, because this is obviously an unfortunate situation with the drought, and that we have a big leak from the Nacimiento project. The Resources Advisory Committee of the Flood Control and Water Conservation District, all districts. Number 20, request to appoint two new members and a new alternate member to the Paso Robles Groundwater Basin Advisory Committee, all districts. So, you know, nobody planned for this. It was a big project. It had some tragedy and some loss of life. And now we don't know. I don't know where the water's going. We know that the water's going somewhere. It's not working. There's a break. And it's, you know, nobody predicted this. And it's really very unfortunate. And I'm just going to remind everybody that we have something called Salt and Sea because of a water project that broke. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hype. That concludes the request to speak and consent. I'm going to ask Public Works if they'd come up, please, and respond a little bit to the items that were mentioned.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Chair. Dave Flynn with Public Works Department. Regards to item 17, that would be the emergency contracting that's been before your board really since early July of 2014. And that was an ongoing measure that your board's taken to allow us to have the discretion to negotiate with contractors the ability to repair the pipe. And that was our, from the outset, was our ambition was to repair the pipeline in place. But as we got further into it, we found that that was not an option that we needed to do what's before you today, which is awarding a contract under the core agenda change for putting a slip liner in the pipeline. Now, your action with the emergency contracting has allowed us to essentially negotiate with contractors to develop this work. And it's very specialized work in the sense that we've had contractors go into the pipeline to make investigations and repair, and that's required experienced underwater divers. We've engaged Ballard Construction, who does this as a routine business with offshore platform work. And then we've also utilized Whitaker Construction over the last 6 months in doing the logistics support for this. And we've looked and monitored and tracked those expenditures over the last 6 months. We did take to your board December 2nd agenda the bidding of the contract for putting in the slip lining, which we received four bids back on the 22nd of December, and your board would act today to essentially award that to Lopez and Sons Construction. And that's something that we have a very fast-paced construction timetable on. As part of that work, we expect the contractor to have it operational by April 1st. And with that repair, we'll be able to make the deliveries to the partnering agencies for 2015. In conjunction with all this, there will be some follow-up issues that we'll be working with Tykert Construction, the original contractor for this Nacimiento River crossing. And that's something to be before your board in the future.
And as far as, excuse me, Dave, but as far as item number 18 and the amount for Black and Beach, that only will be paid if, in fact, they're needed, from what I understand. I mean, this is just basically to oversee the engineering that's been accomplished. If something comes up, then they would be paid to address it.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. That would be a contract for construction support services, and that would only be engaged if we get into some issues during the construction.
Okay, thank you very much. Questions from my colleagues on that? Okay, anybody have anything on consent? Mr. Gibson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make just a brief comment on the consent items that are appointments to commissions and committees.
Okay. Ms. Arnold?
No.
Mr. Hill?
Yep.
Ms. Compton? None? And I have none. Mr. Gibson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there are a number. We have the District 2 reappointments to the Planning Commission, the Fish and Game Commission, the Ag Liaison Advisory Board, the Parks and Rec Commission, and the Commission on Aging. I'd like to thank all the folks. These are all reappointments. I want to thank all the folks, residents of District 2, that have given of their time and energy and interest to help work on such a wide variety of county issues. We also have a new appointment we're considering to the Civil Service Commission, who is Erwin Ohanessian, resident of Cambria and someone long experienced in county government. He brings a very calm and steady hand to considerations of employee issues, and I appreciate his service as well.
Thank you. And I think each and every one of us greatly appreciate the appointments that we've made. They do a tremendous amount of work to, in some cases, do the heavy lifting that allows us not to.
Indeed. And with that, I'll move approval of consent amended.
Second. I have a motion by Supervisor Gibbs.
I filed a cease and desist request with your, with the board chair and with the county clerk's office. There was no ability for the public to participate yesterday. Your agenda doesn't describe, like your regular agenda would, does, how to participate in the meeting. The Brown Act requires that you do open each action item up for the public to participate and help you in your deliberations. The room was full. The meeting went longer than I expected, but that doesn't mean that we rush through and disallow the public's participation. And I actually would have expected County Council to have reminded the chair at the time that each item, should someone want to speak, and specifically, since there was no direction on how to speak, to open it up and let the public speak. What you might have heard was people congratulating those who had been just sworn in, but what you also may have heard, and this is where I didn't see my avenue to participate, was when the vice chair position came before your board and Ms. Arnold raised issue with the rotation of how that seat is acquired. And it is a concern of mine as well. And I think other members of the public may have weighed in also, in that it appears that how the rotation has been applied yesterday is that she will never serve as chair or vice chair during her term these 4 years that she was duly elected to. Mr. Hill has had the luxury of serving as chair in his previous term, but when you have a junior member, as Mrs. Arnold was, and is now moving her way up, the courtesy would be to slip her in to that prestigious position.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Tucker. Dane, if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to have Sheriff Parkinson come up first, then you follow him. Oh, you want to follow Dane. Okay.
Thank you.
He wears the badge, so I've got to, you know.
I hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning. First, Happy New Year, everybody. First of all, a little bit of a different outfit. I don't want to get alarmed like last year when I came with my Super Bowl. It's not about that. In actuality, it's something very serious. We've seen a lot of things on the recent months, going back to August, on the incident in Ferguson carried into New York. There's been incidents that I believe that this county could initiate a policy maybe that could show the rest of the country an example of how to handle situations like that, because we never know if we might have a situation like that. And what has happened in New York with the mayor, you know, people calling themselves reverends, it ended up in a couple of police officers being killed. Very saddening. My simple answer, maybe solution, might be is sort of a simple one, but hopefully it's effective because it comes down to sort of a simple solution sometime, make the easiest one. Here's my sign, and here's what it says. Okay. Hands out instead of hands up. Show love and respect, nothing else matters. Don't show love and respect, nothing else matters. It may sound a little corny, but I want to give you some examples that I've sort of learned from and saw, and I kind of changed myself too because I've got to follow what I want to preach. Supervisor Gibson, I saw a picture of you last week. Hands out, you were shaking Dan Duvall's hand. Now, this county knows that was a very contentious, argumentative period with Mr. Duvall. It ended up in a successful venture. Other incidents, you see people offering help where once it was, you know, a sad situation. I guess my point is here, I've gone to churches. I've talked to Sheriff Parkinson. I want to do something that is effective. We can start this new year off in a way that we can work together. We don't all have to disagree. I don't disagree with many of the board members, but I want to show them respect as everybody else does. And I think a successful way to do that is maybe a simple little campaign there. We talk to our churches. We talk to our pastors.
Not only applaud them, but encourage them to do things like this to bring people back together. So I just wanted to come and support Dane and thank Dane for his ideas and effort, and hopefully it's something that we can get behind and help heal some of the bad feelings in our country right now. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff.
Thanks, Dane.
Mr. Greening, there you are, followed by Dr. Height.
Good morning and Happy New Year, and I happily offer my hand to everyone in this room and beyond. I think it is a good idea. And I'd like to welcome Supervisor Compton and look forward to all sorts of interesting engagement with some very heavy issues. Obviously, water is going to be a lot of what you think about in this year, and I've got a couple of things I'd like to see agendized. One is perhaps a fresh look at a decision that was made last year for the county to be the applicant on behalf of the Paso Robles Basin for a district. I think since the four supervisors who supported doing this were speaking of wanting the locals to make the decision rather than three supervisors who are not of the basin, it wasn't necessarily understood how many micro decisions your board has to make in the process of so applying. And you can find that if you go to the SLO LAFCO agenda packet for the 20th of November, and under item C1, look up the Paso Robles Water District Formation Guide, and then look at what kind of information has to be pre-prepared under quote-unquote plan for services, the level and range of services, estimated cost, revenue sources, initial budget, Prop 2218, preliminary allocation. In other words, by taking on the role of applicant, you're actually micro-making an awful lot of the decisions you say that you're supporting the district to not have to make. So maybe a fresh look at whether the county is the applicant, because a lot of staff time will get swept up in this. And then the second one, and this would fit perfectly in your strategic planning meeting the day after President's Day, a look at implementing the Pavley Dickinson. The deadline for the DWR to determine the prioritization of basins in the high and medium that are going to need groundwater sustainability plans is the end of this month, the 31st of this month. And once you know what that inventory of basins is, have a study session on what are the basins that the county is all or in part participating in that groundwater sustainability plan. What other players would be active in the plan? What other players are or are not volunteering to make their own plans? And how will the county then oversee the consistency process if there are multiple plans? Obviously, in the Paso Robles Basin, the Atascadero sub-basin purveyors are already want to go their own way, but still the county will have to oversee consistency. And remember that under Pavley Dickinson, the county is the default option for overseeing these groundwater sustainability plans. Anyway, a lot of work to do, and thank you for starting a good year.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Dr. Height, followed by Ben DeFatta, please.
Dr. C. Height, Los Osos. And I want to take time to welcome the chair to the chair. Have always really appreciated your sense of discipline that I'm sure comes from your history, and also the fact that you behave as a gentleman even when you're being attacked.
My mother's smacking my knuckles.
Well, I was referring to military service, but and I also want to welcome the new supervisor, Ms. Compton, and I'm very hopeful for a new year and a change. And the reason to explain this, the reason that I read the information for the people that are at home, is a lot of people who really are advocates, who really care about their community of Los Osos and care about the county as a whole, are really feeling like politics are quite toxic. Coming to meetings are pretty toxic. And some of them are staying home, and they some people are housebound, and they're not getting full information, and I would really like to be able to deliver that. I'm very hopeful with our new supervisor that some of our other supervisors behave also as gentlemen and follow our chair's lead, because you only have to go back and look at Supervisor Arnold's first day, and literally she was publicly beat up. And I am disappointed that she is she's missing the vice chair, that she's missing the rotation, that they are not elected by your constituents. You are. You represent your people. And I again want to welcome you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Height. Mr. DeFatta, followed by Mr. Sullivan, please. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, board and public, and a happy new year. I am Ben DeFatta from the economically depressed village of Los Osos, and with the help of the county's expensive, unaffordable gravity sewer project, it made property owners and renters even more poorer. Supervisor Compton, how's it feel on the first day you got a $5,000 raise? I wish to welcome you to this forum where some of your colleagues think some of us that speak here are troublemakers, rebel rousers, and just don't know what we are talking about and wish we would go away by limiting our subject, reducing speaker times, and other shenanigans by the chairs. Chairman Meacham, you will find that sitting near you last year, there was the sound of a cat that often purred, saying it is not in his purview when he thinks the public should not hear about the scandals and cover-ups and other subjects down in Arroyo Grande. Of course, he was just showing us who the boss is, i.e. during a speaker's 3 minutes comments that he didn't like to hear, the public beating up on his good old boys club sidekicks, cover-ups, and so forth, to the point of having as many as 3 deputies throw us out of here. Imagine the 16-year mayor of AG was voted out of office in disgrace by a latecomer write-in candidate. It is very similar to those 3 Los Osos CSD directors that were thrown out of office in disgrace in one fell swoop 7 or 8 years ago. Supervisor Compton, to bring you up to date on what happened in the sewer war between many of those that live there, our District 2 Supervisor then and now, the head of the Regional Water Quality Board, and others that conspired to bankrupt our little village and newly elected directors in retaliation for the above disgrace incident by saddling our property owners with a $200 million plus million-dollar sewer project lien and bankrupting Los Osos property owners and renters out of existence. Being a real estate broker for the last 40 years, I have seen and talk to many that have left this village called the Los Osos Garden of Eden because of this county's representative choice of the most antiquated, expensive, unaffordable, energy hog, stinking gravity sewer project, where at least one-third of Los Osos property owners and especially many renters will not be able to afford this county's big spender's choice. Looking ahead, Supervisor Compton, please be careful of what you're voting for. Make it your priority to protect its citizens first. That any project or the cost will cause financial disaster, suffering, and displacements. Be very careful of those good old boys club big spenders who spend three-fourths of their time raising funds and favors for their reelection who, as a sideline, moonlight as a politician.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Sullivan, followed by Lindy Owen, please. Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, members of the board. For the record, my name is George Sullivan. I reside at 16330 Sully Spring Trail there in Tassajara Canyon. And I'm here today to ask for something, and I'm certain you hear this all the time where people, they want their roads fixed. They want this and that done by County Public Works. Well, yes, I would like to see Tassajara Creek Road improved. I mean, the 41 fire did scorch it, and the concrete trucks and the garbage trucks have done a pretty good job of making a dangerous road worse. But that's not the thrust of why I'm here. Most people, they ask for something, but they really have to ask for the resources to make it happen. And not certainly affordable aggregate is something I would always support for the roads that I would like to see fixed. But also, I think it's important to take a look at public works and see how much a larger slice of the pie they could be afforded. I'd like to see this kind of go back to funding the meat and potatoes, the benefits of government that we pay taxes for. And certainly we need to support a certain amount of general welfare, promote that. I think it's in our preamble. But I hate to see our savings because of deferred maintenance on roads, because somebody's going to have to pay the price later to bring them back up. And so I'm basically here, and believe it or not, to support government and the faction of government that makes our roads safer, Public Works. I would like to see them looked a little more favorable during budget hearings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Lindy Owen, please, and last to speak, Mr. Kirkland.
Lindy Owen again, Los Osos. I'm thinking it was last year that KCBX took this meeting off the air and went black. I wanted to discuss the digital democracy program that ex-Assemblyman Blakesley is working on. It looks like another sunshine to open government, but it's more on a state level. But that sounds very good for the beginning of a new year. And then the Los Osos sewer update, which, I mean, deaf ears. Mr. Gibson has absolutely failed to bring us any kind of an update. It was almost 8 years ago that we were promised transparency, accountability on a $200 million project. That's the most expensive project this county has ever taken on, and they've never built a sewer before. So frustrating to us on the other end who have had no information for as long as I can remember. The contracts went to outsiders. We were promised it would be local contractors. We didn't get much of that. Treatment plant cost has doubled. There's $27 million that was supposed to be contributed by the empty lot owners. We will not be seeing that because we have no water. And then there's about $2 million. Anyway, that there's lots of money that isn't accounted for, and I think the county needs to. This is going to fall on the backs of county funds ultimately, because we're already bankrupt at $200 million, and when it goes over that, it's going to be a county issue. And then the water reuse is a complete failure. The water, the million gallons that have to go back into being reused, are now being talked about spray fields again on the Andre property. I want some serious attention because that's the most important part of our project.
Thank you, Ms. Owen. Mr. Kirkland. That's my last request, unless anybody else has slipped one in there. Okay, sir.
Hi, Gary Kirkland. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to everybody. And I do try to be positive if I can be. And I also try very hard not to be personal in any comment that I make here, unless it's complimentary, which... you know, I try. Last month, several supervisors talked about the fact that the revenue to the county has gone up. And so they're going to provide more services to county county residents. My position on that is the best service you can do, I think, for the citizens of this county is to lower their tax rates so that they have more money to solve their own problems instead of you solving them for them. People know what their problems are best, not county government employees. On the other side, you want to provide more services. Does this include passing more and more regulations, taking away our property rights and our liberties? Is that the example you mean by providing more services? Because the ordinances that you're considering and passing are taking away people's rights, liberties, and properties. And so if that's the kind of service that you're providing, please don't provide any for me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kirkland. This is my last request to speak in a public comment. A couple of references here regarding the Mr. Censor, thank you. I think that's a very commendable effort, and if the sheriff's behind it, I'm behind it. There will be a lot of discussions on Pavley Dickinson. There will be a lot of discussions coming up in the next couple of meetings about that. So stay tuned. Okay, with that, Madam Clerk, would you introduce the first item for business?
Item number 24, request to approve the appointments of board members to various committees and commissions, all districts.
Mr. Buckshy?
Yes, good morning. Dan Buckshy, County Administrative Officer. Just provide a brief introduction to this item. Each year around this time, your board considers the appointments for yourselves to various boards and commissions. These are separate from the appointments you make of others to other boards and commissions. As you can see, I won't run through the list. There's a list of 10 to 15 different organizational bodies that your board serves as a participating member on or specific individuals. And each year you revisit this list. Quite simply, the list is essentially the same as the prior year. I started with that as a focal point to start with the base, and then I did speak to board members individually. And as noted in the staff report, there is one area of overlapping interest, and that is the alternate for the LAFCO position, not for the primary two appointments, but for the appointments. So that's one item that your board will need to discuss to determine how to proceed with that. The others obviously are open for discussion as well. However, there wasn't any overlapping interest in those other areas.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody have any comments on that? Do you have anything you want to change? Okay, then we're going to stay with what it is. I have no request to speak on this item. So does this need a motion to approve this point? Okay. Ms. Arnold?
I think that Dan's asking us to decide who the alternate will be for LAFCO.
Well, it seems as though nobody wants to change anything. So.
Okay.
So that would be Mr. Hill as alternate for LAFCO. So I'll move approval of the recommendations with Mr. Hill as the alternate to LAFCO.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Gibson, seconded by Supervisor Hill to approve the appointments as noted. Do we need a roll call on that? I don't think so. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Next item, please.
Item number 25, consideration of request to authorize processing of a general plan amendment application, LRP 2008-00004, by the Santa Margarita Cemetery District to change the land use category on a 3.63-acre from agricultural to public facilities for the Santa Margarita Cemetery Expansion Project. The project site is located at 7500 West Pozo Road, Highway 58, approximately 0.5 miles east of the community of Santa Margarita in the Salinas River sub-area of the North County Planning Area, District 5.
Thank you. County Council, do I have to step down on this? Half of my family's buried in that cemetery. Being facetious. Okay. Thank you very much. Ms. Carroll?
Good morning. Ellen Carroll from the Planning Department, and Happy New Year to everybody. The next two items are general plan amendment authorization requests. And so if the board directs staff to process those, then we will prepare the initial study and the environmental documents do the analysis and prepare staff reports, and then bring those back to your board for a final decision. Erlen Singwald is our project manager on these, and he's going to give you a short presentation on both items. Thank you.
Mr. Singwald.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and board members. I'm Erlen Singwald, Department of Planning and Building. I have a brief presentation for you here. This item is a request by the Santa Margarita Cemetery District for authorization of a general plan amendment to change the land use category for the Santa Margarita Cemetery from agriculture to public facilities. This general plan amendment would recognize the longstanding public use of the site as a community cemetery. It would also allow for the expansion of the cemetery by 0.6 acres to the east, which is made possible by a land donation from the neighboring Santa Margarita Ranch. Here's the vicinity map. The project is located about half a mile east of Santa Margarita. This slide here shows the existing land use categories. You can see the cemetery is currently zoned agriculture, as is the surrounding Santa Margarita Ranch. The size of the cemetery right now is about 3 acres. This slide here shows the proposed land use categories. You can see the cemetery would be redesignated to public facilities, and also in a separate application, the cemetery district is requesting a lot line adjustment to expand the cemetery again, 0.6 acre to the east right here, and that extra area would also be redesignated from agriculture to public facilities. So again, existing, proposed. Here is that draft lot line adjustment map that the applicant submitted, which is going to allow the district to accept this land donation for the cemetery expansion. And the expansion, by the way, is estimated to accommodate about 1,000 new burials over a 50-year period. General plan considerations, this land use category change is consistent with the public facilities land use category purpose and character statements, because it would recognize the public use of the site as a community cemetery, and our general plan says that public facilities should be designated public facilities, land use category. Also, the land use category change is consistent with the agriculture element, specifically ag element policy 24, which talks about the conversion of ag land, because the ag site, although it's zoned agriculture or designated agriculture, it's been used as a cemetery for about 100 years, and also there's no feasible alternative to locate the cemetery expansion anywhere else. So with that, staff is recommending that you review and determine whether the proposal should be authorized for processing.
Thank you, Mr. Singwald. Have any questions from the board? I have none. I have no request to speak. Or do I? No?
No.
Okay. I'll bring it back to the board for action. Mr. Hill? Oh, did you have a question?
No, I don't, sir.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to process this application, but before that, I just want to say I want to thank the staff for really getting on this. The Santa Margarita Cemetery is almost full, Supervisor Beecham. Your family and our family are taking up an awful lot of room.
They have taken a lot of that space.
This is really something that's seriously needed in Santa Margarita, and thanks also to the Santa Margarita Ranch for donating the property to be able to extend the cemetery. So appreciate all the work you all are doing to get this done, and I will move that we accept staff's recommendation, move forward with this.
Second. I have a motion by Supervisor Arnold, a second by Supervisor Gibson.
Is that option one in the staff report, just for clarification?
I think you're
authorized process. Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes.
And Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am. Item number 26, please.
Number 26, consideration of a request to authorize processing of a general plan amendment application LRP 2014-00013 by the Zaka Street 21 LLC to change the land use category on 5 parcels, approximately 9.8 acres, from commercial retail to mixed commercial retail and commercial service land use designation. The project site is located along Ramada Drive between Marquita Avenue and Cow Meadow Place in the community of Templeton, District 1.
Thank you. Ms. Carroll, are you up?
Well, just to say that Erlen Singwald, again, is our project manager, and he'll be making our presentation. Oh. Again, another general plan amendment request.
Mr. Singwald.
All right, thank you. And so, again, as Ms. Carroll stated on the previous item, this is authorization only. This is a request by Zacha Street 21 LLC for authorization of a general plan amendment to change the land use category on about 9.8 acres in the Ramada Drive area from commercial retail to a commercial retail and commercial service mixed land use category. Now, this type of mixed land use category situation is pretty rare in our county, but there are a few examples of other properties in the county that have a mixed land use category. The way that would work is any allowable use in our ordinance for the commercial retail or commercial service land use category would be allowed anywhere on that parcel. A little bit of background, there was a relatively recent subdivision on part of the project site, and the landowner has submitted permit applications to build warehouse buildings on those new parcels from that subdivision. However, those permits cannot be issued until this general plan amendment goes through because the warehouse buildings are not allowed under the existing commercial retail land use category. So here's the vicinity map showing the about 10-acre project site bordered by Ramada Drive, Cow Meadow Place, and Marquita. And this slide shows the existing land use categories. The parcels are all vacant. Here's the area I was talking about where there was a relatively recent subdivision where we have plans in for these, the applicants calling them shell warehouse buildings. The Ramada Drive area is a predominantly commercial industrial area. It's within the Templeton Urban Reserve Line. And here's the proposed land use categories. So the project site here with the white outline would be designated commercial retail and commercial service combined. Now, one option laid out in your staff report is to also include this. It's about 13 acres here that's currently designated CR in this general plan amendment. So I'll go back here and show you. I'm sorry. It's designated CS. This is a mistake on my PowerPoint. Excuse me. This is designated CR. And with the this option, this area would also be commercial retail and commercial service. I have spoken with the landowners of these adjacent parcels, Farm Credit West and Totally Tile. They've stated that they're not opposed to be included in this general plan amendment, but it's not something they're particularly interested in just because they have no immediate development plans for their parcels. But all this general plan amendment would really do is expand their options for development on those parcels. From a planning perspective, it would be cleaner and preferable to include this entire area since it would just be one contiguous block of this CRCS land use category. So that's one option your board may consider. Briefly, general plan considerations. This general plan amendment would be consistent with the purpose and character statements for both the commercial retail and commercial service land use categories because it's located in a predominantly commercial and industrial area within the Templeton URL. It's an area with convenient Highway 101 access. And also, again, as I stated earlier, this general plan amendment really increases the flexibility of development options on these parcels, and for that reason, it helps promote economic development in this part of the county. So with that, staff is recommending that you review and determine whether the proposal should be authorized for processing. Thank you.
Arlen, if we were to go with option one to include the 9.8-acre site, that doesn't preclude them from doing whatever they'd want to do with the current zoning. Is that correct?
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah. It's
just an option that they have available to them.
It expands their options,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Questions from the board? I have one request to speak. Ms. Kirk.
Good morning, Chairman Meacham, members of the board. My name is Jamie Kirk, and I'm representing Steve Olson. Steve Olson actually owns property east of the Farm Credit West property, and his zoning is within the commercial service land use designation. As I was leisurely perusing the agenda over the weekend, I saw this application come through. We didn't receive public notice because authorizations aren't noticed. But we wanted to let you know that Mr. Olson, we've been working on some preliminary plans for him. He recently purchased the property. He's looking at doing some small-scale, maybe boutique wineries, craft breweries, providing opportunities for eating, you know, maybe a tourist-oriented destination. And while that's allowed in the commercial service, we think having the commercial retail overlay on his property could also benefit his property. So if the board looks to expand the commercial service designation to the adjacent commercial retail, we think from a planning perspective it actually makes sense to include that mixed-use designation over all the properties between Marquita, La Cruz, and Calmetto, and you know that whole little block. It just seems from a zoning consistency standpoint it makes sense. There's a lot of things, as you know, Supervisor Meacham, going on in this area that we didn't expect. We've got Barrel House Brewery. We've got all the fun little smaller wineries that are going there. They're going there because they can no longer afford to construct out in the rural areas because it's become cost prohibitive. So we think we support the amendment, authorizing the amendment. We'd like to be included, and I'm available for questions if you have any.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have no more requests to speak. Questions from the board. I have a couple of comments, if I could. I think that this is a good idea from about two or three standpoints. One, it allows for the versatility of businesses to get started there. Two, we based the fees on size and use, and in a lot of cases when these are smaller, the fees aren't going to be as high, so we can get business going in those particular areas. And the third thing is, well, if we get more business in that area, that assists with the fee structure that's necessary to address Main Street and 101. So I think that this is a good idea. I don't know how to – Ms. Kirk's request, can we incorporate that into our motion if we choose?
Yes, you could.
Okay, and thank you. Yeah. Ms. Arnold?
I agree with everything you said, and I think that I'm actually really happy to see this coming forward. For so long, the road improvement fees have been an obstacle for businesses moving in, and I think partially due to what Supervisor Meacham said, some of the bigger businesses, the square footage, it wasn't economically feasible. And that particular area is already kind of feels mixed use anyway as you move along the different services. Some of it is commercial service, some of it is commercial retail. It's all blended in it, and it blends well. So I'm really happy to see a project like this come to us this morning.
Okay. I don't have no more requests. If with that, I'll take the District 1's prerogative and move staff's recommendation to include the addition of Ms. Kirk's suggestion. Do we have a map that shows us all of that?
Yeah, we do. I have it up on the screen.
Do I need to designate anything there for the motion?
If I could make a comment, Bill Robeson, County Planning. Ms. Kirk was talking about the southern piece of property. You see those two rectangles that are designated CS at the current time. Ms. Kirk is representing the owner that owns that southern piece of property. It would probably make sense to also authorize the portion that's to the north of that so that we can get a continuous block of property that's inside that CR/CS area. And you see the delineating line for the industrial area to the east. So we haven't contacted the property owner that owns that northern piece of property, but we can do that through the authorization process and see if he's interested in moving further after that.
I think it's just important to note that it does not preclude them from doing what they do currently with the zoning that's there.
Yes.
It gives them additional options. So I would make that motion that we include Mr. Roberson's suggestion as well.
And so to clarify, Chairman Meacham, so your motion would be to go with authorization option number 2 and then add to that also including the CS parcels to the east that Ms. Kirk referenced.
Correct.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Madam Clerk, do you have the motion all figured out there?
No, I do.
You do?
So, Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Next item, please.
Item number 27, a hearing to consider a resolution for a request by the Santa Margarita Cemetery District to waive the application fees for, one, a conditional use permit to authorize the expansion of the Santa Margarita Cemetery, and, two, a lot line adjustment for the cemetery district to accept a 0.68-acre land donation from the neighboring Santa Margarita Ranch for the cemetery expansion, District 5.
Thank you. Questions? Seeing none. Staff?
Good morning, Mr.
Chair. Mr. Jensen.
Happy New Year. How are you?
Very well, sir.
Matt Jansen here as part of the Erlen Singwald Show. This is part three. This is a fee waiver related to an item two items ago, but this is specifically related to fees only. We're not talking about the merits of the project. And with that, I'll hand it over to Erlen.
Mr. Singwald.
All right. Thank you again. So we're back to the cemetery in Santa Margarita.
This lively item. Discussion.
I sent out referrals for this project on Halloween, and I got a response from Caltrans saying some comment that was nice joke or good timing. I didn't realize until I got that response, the irony. Anyways, so this is a request for a fee waiver for a conditional use permit to authorize the expansion of the cemetery and also a lot line adjustment to accept that land donation that I referred to in my earlier presentation from the Santa Margarita Ranch, which is going to allow for the expansion of the cemetery for up to 1,000 new burials over the next 50 years. Here is the vicinity map. The project site is located, again, about half a mile east of Santa Margarita. And I'll just briefly go through these again. This slide shows the existing lot configuration and the proposed lot configuration to accept that expansion area. Here's the draft lot line adjustment map, again submitted by the applicant. The department's fee schedule indicates that your board can waive fees for land use permit or subdivision applications, and it gives some examples of projects that you can waive fees for, and the test is whether or not the project meets a substantial public benefit, and some examples include projects that meet needs that have been identified by the board, a project that would replace a facility that previously provided a public benefit, a project that meets a new public need or provides a new facility that isn't presently available, projects that generate obvious, substantial community support, and projects that would reduce county costs or increase county revenues. Now, this project would qualify for a fee waiver because it would allow for the expansion of an existing public facility, which will serve the residents of Santa Margarita and surrounding areas. Again, the expansion would accommodate up to 1,000 new burials for residents of Santa Margarita, and also the expansion would be developed and maintained at no expense to the county. So staff's recommending that you consider this fee waiver for the conditional use permit and lot line adjustment. The total fee waiver amount would be $18,500. And that concludes staff's presentation.
Thank you, sir. Any questions? I have no requests from the audience. I'll bring it back to the board. Ms. Arnold.
I'd like to move staff's recommendation here. I think they've shown there's ample evidence that this project would provide public benefit. So I move to we approve their recommendation, waive the fees.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Arnold, second by Supervisor Hill. Roll call, please.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am. That brings us to closed session, I believe. Thank you, Mr. Jansen. Great report. I have no request to speak from the audience on closed session, Your Honor.
Yes, Rita Neal, County Council, about 35 minutes today.
And we will report out?
Possibly.
Possibly. That'll be nice. Okay, we'll go to closed session. Thank you.